Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Tiger Woods' girlfriend, an old weather watcher, and Jeff Oskey with failed dimension news. It's coming up right after this.
I'm unfurlizable.
Pat, he's got something super going on down there, so you got to be careful.
I know. And Tom, I always wanted a mixed baby. Why not by somebody as rich as you, Tom? I ain't into white men, but you know I've always been into you.
Again, that's book 8.
I won't do chick, Tom. But I do you.
My favorite
I won't
day.
Do chick. Hey, I do not sleep with the help.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I was asking this earlier, then I figured it out. I had it kind of backwards. There's this news story about Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
And I thought...
Anything other than the horse's heads thing.
Okay. I was wondering why he would do this just in front of the Masters.
Do what?
Well, this whole story about kicking his girlfriend out.
That happened in October.
Yeah, but apparently, but it's just made the news
right.
Yesterday.
Right.
Apparently, she has filed some kind of a...
$30 million lawsuit, of course. Yeah, because, you know, she was denied access to her...
Well, did you see this?
Place of residence, I guess.
She alleged that they had an oral tenancy agreement, mm-hmm. like you're a tenant, I guess.
Right.
And that she still had 5 years on it when she was removed from the property through what she calls trickery.
Mm-hmm.
This woman who used to work at Woods Restaurant in Jupiter, Florida, said Woods' agents persuaded her to pack for a short vacation. She arrived at the airport. They told her she'd been locked out of the house and was not to return.
Yep.
Mm. They packed up the rest of her stuff and gave it to her. Anyway, this gets real complicated, but I was wondering, why would this happen now? And obviously, she's the one that...
She did it, not him.
So she's bringing this...
He's trying to break up. She doesn't want to break up.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I hate to see people with a relationship in the rough.
I know.
That's the fair way.
Sorry.
It would be cool to be
Pat, what was that?
That's the fair way.
That sure is, yeah.
It was good. And two more, then we'll have four.
Love is the tender sand trap.
Oh, God. Now,
that was stupid.
Did they ditch her at the airport?
No, I think they did. I don't think she got on the plane.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yikes.
I think she has. That is trickery.
It is trickery.
So does Tiger
how the hell else do you get rid of him? Huh?
Hey, I'm not saying.
But somebody else dropped her off at the airport.
Yeah.
If Tiger had been driving, she could have been hurt in the crash.
It'd be cool to be so
Tiger's
rich.
People.
To have to be so rich you have agents to break up for people for you.
That's right?
That's an awesome thing to
Didn't
do.
Didn't we have a news story about a service
could
do that for you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Just have a conversation, man.
Just be an adult ghost the person.
Right?
Wait a minute.
Anyway, well, I'm sorry.
Breaking up is hard to do. Ask Neil Sedaka or whatever his name is.
They tell me that you're leaving. I can't believe it's true.
That's beautiful. Did you write that?
You've never heard that song?
No, I thought Chick was just expressing himself.
Is it breaking up is hard to do? Oh, that thing's awful.
That's terrible.
The slow version is the badass version. You ever heard the slow version?
Oh, I don't care for either.
If you don't care for the slow version, you have zero feelings.
Well, Well, okay. Christy Lee is at the Bob and Tom News Desk. What's happening over there?
Oh, let's see what is happening. A 92-year-old woman from Maine is making news. She's been a weather watcher for the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration. We call it NOAA.
Hello?
For over 65 years.
My roids are itching. That means a heavy winter.
Okay, whatever the sentence you had there. End the sentence, but add to it, in her own mind. Okay, go ahead.
A 92-year-old woman from Maine has been a weather watcher for the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration for over 65 years and has no intention of retiring, in her own mind.
That's exactly right. Arlene, have no idea she exists.
Oh. Arlene Cole of Newcastle got her start with NOAA in the late 1950s. Weather observers are a group of more than 7,000 volunteers across the country that track and report weather conditions. Cole said, quote, I grew up on a farm and farm weather is very important. The nonagenarian, is that what it would be?
Nonagenarian?
It's non, isn't it?
Nonagenarian. She's 95.
I mean, she has a lot of bread.
She plans to track weather as long as she can do it properly, she says.
Yeah. She calls Al Roker that kid.
92. Wow.
No,
she doesn't.
We've asked her to.
Yeah. We're working towards that.
You know something? I withdraw that suggestion.
Yeah. Let's just keep her away from Al Roker and Hoda.
Her most respected weather tool is her bum hip.
Right. We're going to get a tornado.
So she just calls somebody and she's like, hey, it's raining out, or it's sunny out, or it's cloudy out.
There are thousands of these all over the country that do that.
It's very handy when there are things like tornadoes that don't show up in the satellite, and then it's actually a very smart thing to have.
Well, that's impossible.
Thank you, man. We appreciate your hard work.
But she's retiring. She's done.
No, she says she's never going to retire. She's not going to retire until...
Oh, she'll retire.
Yeah, she'll retire.
She might be forced
into ahead, lady. Take on time. See, let me know how that turns out.
Though some Texas Catholics will be able to eat meat on St. Patrick's Day, Chicago area Catholics will not. The Archdiocese of Chicago will not grant a general dispensation for the memorial of St. Patrick.
That's right. Chicago God's a tougher God.
Falls on a Friday during Lent.
Hey, look,
Lent
Jesus died for your sins. You can't have one day without the corned beef. Jesus Christ.
Go home, watch an old Bears game, and shut up.
This means Chicago Catholics are still supposed to refrain from eating meat on the holiday in keeping with the Lenten tradition. However, it said that Catholics who find themselves at an event where meat is being served can, in good conscience, substitute the general rule of abstinence with another form of penance or a significant act of charity that benefits the poor.
So they can't eat meat then.
Well, as long as
they're at a party,
they have to be. As long as somebody's getting punished,
that's really kind of what they're saying.
Praise God.
Yeah, just feel real guilty about what you're doing.
Booze is okay though, no matter what.
Yeah, they don't. You don't. That's not part of Lent.
In Houston, they have a blanket. You're okay.
Yeah.
So, in other words, every region has its own bishop or whatever that makes this decision.
There are
diocese has its own, right?
Every diocese has their own rule. So, check with your diocese.
Now, I am not a member of that club, but I think it should work much more like, how does it, what do they call it? Like those rollover minutes with your phone.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, I'm not going to do it this Friday, but I'll add it on. I'll tack it on in April.
Well, they're asking you to tack it on a different day in Lent. Like if you do it, if you eat meat on Friday, the 17th, then abstain from meat on Monday.
Oh, that's fair. Okay,
yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
Oh, so you got to keep it within that
window. You just got to, you know, substitute a day.
Didn't it used to be no meat the whole time?
Yeah,
yes.
Every Friday. Yeah.
Back when I was a kid.
I mean, but
back
I mean,
when you were wearing chapel
the whole
veils.
Month, right? Or you mean every Friday throughout the year?
No. It every Friday throughout the year?
We were growing up,
yeah.
Probably a good health tip. In all actuality, right?
Some would say that for sure.
Might be a smart move. But, okay.
Some would say fasting totally once a week is a very good health.
Sure.
Get awful hungry.
Seems nearly impossible.
Yeah. You know, fasting would be easy if you weren't so hungry.
Yeah.
That's the damn thing about it.
That's what gets in the way.
Yeah.
Eat, pray, starve. Wait a minute. Don't eat, pray. I forget how that
goes. At church Sunday, I saw for the first time, Pat, you'll probably be the only person to know what I'm talking about. A woman went to communion with a full chapel veil and actually got on her knees to take communion. I have not seen that since I was in grade school.
How old was she?
she wasn't that old.
Wow. Okay.
No, and that's what I thought.
Would that be considered probably more respectful?
It was the old school.
That is old school.
Does that slow down the process?
Nah, I didn't. She was the only one who did it.
Well, women had to wear a hat, something on their head.
We had to wear a chapel, a veil, yeah. But I had not seen that in, well, like I said, since grade school. It was amazing.
Huh.
Kevin Harlan here. Tonight, the NBA on Prime crew is back as the Emirates NBA knockout rounds continue. The action heads to Las Vegas tonight for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Four teams remain, but only two will move on. The last two teams standing will then go toe-to-toe Tuesday night, December 16th, in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for all the action, so don't miss the final chase for the Emirates NBA Cup coming to you live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals doubleheader tonight at 5:30 p.m. Eastern. And Prime's also got your front row seat for the championship game Tuesday, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern. If you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details. And don't miss the thrilling conclusion to the Emirates NBA Cup tonight, only on Prime.
Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche, auch bei den Johnsons. Oder Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil.
Patty G, we'd like to get at least one more song out of you today. Is that going to be possible?
Sure. We got that meteorite story coming up. We can update that.
Yeah. Sure.
Pizza, pizza, pizza.
Do you have it in you to redo your premature ejaculation song?
He has it in him, but only
I think you were kind of bummed out by it.
No, it seems like great.
I didn't think that.
Oh, I loved it. It was hilarious.
We could do that again. Yeah, next break.
It's hard to play. That's a complicated set of chords.
Oh, I can pull it off.
No, hold on. No, we don't have to pull it off now.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, this is the problem.
I agree.
He doesn't know when you want him to do anything. You're just babbling over there about a song, and he's ready to go, and then he's not. And he's ready to go, and then he's not.
Now, don't blame me. We'll agree on something, and then I'll ask him, and he'll go, what?
No,
is that how it works, man?
Or then you'll agree on something, you'll go, play something completely different we never talked about.
Why not?
That's actually true.
We have to prove this show is live.
It is live.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
We've proven it.
This isn't scripted.
Yeah.
You don't get this inconsistency if you write it all down. Okay.
You're asking Willie a question?
Here you go, Willie.
What you got there, Chick?
It starts off this way.
This is nice.
It is.
This was a...
I always thought Neil Sedaka was a woman.
You tell me that you're leaving.
Oh, this is the remake.
Can't believe it's true.
Get over it.
Girl, there's just no living without you.
I want to call my ex.
Oh, my God.
Don't take your love.
You're right, chick. Much better.
This is nice.
Away.
Are you kidding me?
Doobie
down. Oh, if I only have one bullet, do I take him out or hear him out?
Wait a minute. Here we go.
This is the good stuff.
How about a little of this?
Is this the same song?
Yes, this is Breaking Up Is Hard to Do by Gwar. No! It is Gwar, though.
This is a good one.
What is it?
I'm sick of you. Isn't that sick of you?
Sick
view.
Yeah, yeah. Any of you, your feet stink. You never take a bath.
Never take a bath.
And I love it when Gore plays it. Oftentimes they'll go like live and count. They'll go, you know what? We're, he essentially addresses. He's telling the crowd, "I'm sick of you, the folks who paid to see us."
Nice.
I was like, "You never take a bath."
Oh my gosh! I got to read the lyrics.
Now, Christy Lee, once again at the news desk. What have you got over there?
Well, we have about three stories.
Oh, there he is.
The bird, on the bird, on the satellite. There he is.
You forgot me there, Tommy.
Technical issue over here, sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. Hey, I'm Jeff Oskey. How's everyone doing today?
Good to see you, Jeffy.
Hey, I'm so excited to announce I finally picked up a sponsor for my news desk.
Oh.
The news desk is sponsored by Willie's Waterbed Warehouse. You buy here, you pay here, you fill here. Willie's Waterbed Warehouse.
Willie, there's got to be a better way. There isn't.
Now with carbonated water.
Okay, right. So we just got a letter from a guy. He says, you're laughing at the idea of moving a full waterbed. I got an inflatable hot tub. It holds 177 gallons of water. The manufacturer found it necessary to put two tags on it warning about moving it while full. So there you go. Okay, Jeffrey, news we failed to mention. What have you got?
We give you a lot of news each week. We don't give you all the news. So here, I'm here to give you the news we failed to mention.
Now, here's Jeff Oskey with what you failed to mention news.
Pew, 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 pew.
On a personal level, this isn't news. It's news to me. I found out yesterday my son is failing four classes right now during his sophomore year.
Yikes.
What I failed to mention, at least he's one step closer to following his earliest childhood dream to be the guy who hands out the free breadsticks at Fazoli's. Though while writing this joke, I realized his dad can't even spell the word sophomore, so there's a chance he may be due. There's an O in the middle.
Three O's, buddy.
Mullets are making a comeback. What you failed to mention, to me, a mullet looks like your barber got called away on an emergency halfway through your haircut. Now, when I grew up, mullets were very popular. I had a mullet. Unfortunately, my hair's super curly, so it just looked like a ball of pubes hanging off the back of my neck. Not a good look. A 20-year-old chicken named Peanut was named the world's largest chicken by the Guinness Book of World Records. What you failed to mention, Peanut said the key to her long life was never trying to cross the road.
Chicken,
never trying to cross the road. Thanks, Chick. We learned that a man who had a 600-year-old mummy, he lived with it and slept with it. Oh. What you failed to mention, well, someone's sure dealing with some mummy issues.
No.
Oedipus.
Right. An ice cream store in Germany is offering cricket flavored ice cream. What you failed to mention, I'm going to stick with their Sieg Heil cicada sundaes.
Relaxed.
They're trying to open a topless dispensary.
Yes,
is that how you pronounce it? Mm-hmm. What you failed to mention, why? Like, there's going to be a line, even if they have their tops on. Like, you need to save that for businesses that are trying to get people in, like the BMV or a tax prep service. Instead of some dude out there spinning a sign, put out a topless Statue of Liberty. I'm there all the time. Now, I will say some of those tax places are tops optional, but that's for the clientele, if you know what I'm talking about. And finally, a man was arrested wearing a 7-foot penis costume, harassing women on the street. What you failed to mention, well, he's going to be easy to spot in the lineup. Hey, it's that dick right there. I'm Jeff Oskey.
Hey, what you failed to mention news. Jeff Oskey.
Very nice.
Yeah. All true. That's he raises a really good point about the topless dispensary.
Yeah.
They don't need it.
You're right.
Well, you'd get your license on time if they did at the BMV. There'd probably be some people complaining.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Christy Lee.
We have a couple of stories out of the entertainment world.
Like what?
Well, the Academy Awards are Sunday, if you'd like to watch those on ABC.
There's nothing funnier than the red carpet. For my money, live TV, celebrities, it's hilarious.
I love it.
It's not
love
red
it.
This year.
Yeah, it's beige. They changed the carpet color.
Thanks.
Why did they do that?
Ace is on top of it.
He's right. I saw it yesterday. It's beige now. It's not red.
All right. Well, it was blue at the Spirit Awards, I think.
Oh, something. Was it? So, yeah. Did they say why? I didn't read the story. I just saw the picture and went, this was ridiculous.
I've always loved the unintended irony and hypocrisy of the red carpet of, this year we found that there were so many wonderful roles for women, and women are getting better roles behind the scenes of films, and God bless all the women in the industry. Yes, what dress are you wearing?
Yeah.
Or when they say, you know what, this performance, this is about helping disenfranchised people. All I want to do is help the world in this. And yes, the dress I'm wearing costs more than all of their houses combined. We flew it in on a private plane from Italy just for today.
That's true.
I don't understand the color thing, though.
What I don't either, and I'll try to find out.
I wonder if it has anything to do with how they look in the photos, if maybe the red is not the best thing to have in the background
that
of a photo.
That could be, and it just looks bad on Instagram or TikTok.
Exactly.
God.
Is the MAGA logo visible?
What?
On the red carpet?
That's what you got there is a backwards joke.
That's a backwards joke.
I'm your son, and I have no clue where you lie.
The joke, it has to be political in some way.
Who knows? Yeah. What else?
Champagne color this time. It's the first time since 1961 that the carpet is not red. I'm not sure exactly why they did that.
Of course, in 1960, the carpet was naked ladies.
And everyone loves it.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.